Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, for 30 years, Commodity Classic has been America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. And last week, our coverage was sponsored by Helena Agra Enterprises, where innovation never stops. Visit helenaagra.com/innovation to learn more. Well, like other sectors of American agriculture, the U.S. wheat industry is digesting the recent release of the new dietary guidelines for Americans. And in San Antonio, I talked with newly minted NOG president and Idaho farmer Jamie Kress about the new guidelines and where wheat fits into them.
Well, the new dietary guidelines, as you're aware, they're a little concerning to the wheat industry. We've been moved to a place where I think the average consumer might question the value of wheat in their diet. And as a mom, as a wheat producer, I believe in that product. I know it is safe and healthy. I know that that we have a lot of years to prove that.
And that's why she says NOG is going to work hard to make sure that wheat stays part of our daily diets. For more of our Commodity Classic coverage, you can visit our sister network's website at westernagnetwork.com. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.